They could see downtown from the back of the shop, the compact cluster of brick buildings, the water tanks, a few newer towers made of glass. Beyond the city to the north rose a bank of longleaf pines. Even farther, the state park surged with trees blushing rose and yellow. Ray told Ventura about the reporter.
Then you should be thinking about a house. Start saving. Don't you live on the east side?
My whole life, Ray said. Ventura shook his head.
You gotta be thinking about schools. If your boy stays on the east side, his future will be over before it starts.
Ray shrugged. School was the least of his worries for G. The boy was quick. He'd be fine anywhere, as long as he got what both Ray and Jade had been missing. Two parents, a peaceful home. That's why Ray was always working on Jade. More than once, in a rage, she'd told him she was too smart for her life. What haunted Ray wasn't the meanness of it, but the truth.
I'm telling you, Ventura said, if there's something I've learned in this country, it's that your address decides everything. You've got to get out.